It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Dr. Bumela, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am very well, Mpu. Thank you very much. Are you well?
Good. The Lord is good.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. All right. Let's get into our conversation. First, I'm going to read out the story, the situation here, and then you can give some advice, and then I'll be asking some questions after that. Is that okay?
Okay, no, that's okay.
Lovely. All right. This person writes, I've been working in this job for 9 months, and it is only an internship. It pays poorly, but I know when the real job begins, the payment will be higher. I do know that my boss wants to hire me since the other people who work with me told me so. But the treatment from both bosses is terrible. Sometimes I have to be all alone in the whole shop. The bosses don't care about the conditions or the stuff we use. It's aged and, well, just broken. So I have been thinking if I should stay here. It's my first job and I feel like I could do better if I had a chance. But disappointing my mother feels so painful. She told me to stay there because we will not have enough money to live on. Mundis, would you like to respond to this person?
Oh yeah, thank you, Naye. All right, I'm outside. You might be hearing some cars passing.
That's all right. That's all right.
Thank you. I understand that the person who's seeking advice is probably in a dilemma somewhere. He's caught between a rock and a hard place. But this person needs to know that right now, he or she. She's operating from fear.
Mm.
Fear because this is like the first time he or she's been working. She has no reference whatsoever as to what a job should look like. And therefore, tempted to accept anything, whether good or bad, because she has no reference of what a job should be like.
Mm.
And therefore, she's operating from fear, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound like I am insensitive, but she's also operating from ignorance of some kind. She does not know that. That's what I'm trying to say. She does not know.
Yeah.
Right. For instance, if she had worked before, then she would know. Is this person a lady? Sounds like a lady,
eh? Mm. I think so, yeah. Too. I'm not quite sure. It sounds like a lady to me as well.
Yeah, sounds like a lady. And therefore, because out of that, now she's willing to accept anything, even things she's not supposed to accept.
Mm.
If she had known how a workplace should be and how bosses should treat workers, she would not be caught into this where she is now.
Right.
And therefore, we would probably need to deal with the fear she has.
Yeah.
She's fearing that if she resigns and she leaves the job, and she probably might not get another job at the same time. The second fear is that she might not have an income.
Yes.
And she will battle with the
and disappoint her mother
with the and disappoint the mother,
right.
That's operating from fear,
right.
That's operating from fear. I don't and I would probably be quick to say I would love a situation where she operates from faith and not from fear.
Okay.
Substitute that fear with faith.
Okay.
And of course, this calls for faith. And when someone says, I believe, this is what it means. This is the package.
Right.
When you say you believe and it means even when I'm faced with calamities, even when I'm faced with challenges, my faith has to work for me. right? And I would want to advise the person to stop operating from fear and start operating from faith.
Okay. So
otherwise she's in a danger of being abused.
Right.
She's in a danger of being abused if she continues with this kind of a behavior. Yeah. So that would be my first advice.
Okay. Okay. So here's the thing, Mfundis. I'm reading this, and as a person who is not trained to deal with people's situations like you guys, so I'm just going to put the question to you. This person writes, I've been working in this job for 9 months, and it is only an internship, which means to me, he or she is aware that there's going to be very little pay. It's probably going to be called a stipend, not even a salary.
Yeah, of course.
So if she knows that this is an internship, she then should expect that there's going to be little money. And then she goes on to say it pays poorly. Why would you be surprised about poor payment and yet you know you're just an intern there? I'm not quite sure if I'm reading this well, Mfundis.
Yes, you are. This is someone who was probably never even advised about the job before she took it.
Right.
And that's probably the challenge.
So, Mfundis, you sound like you're very far now. I don't know what happened to your device. I don't know whether you pressed something, but you sound very far now.
This must be much better. I got into
it. It is much better.
All right. Yeah. So this is somebody who has not been advised about a job, and probably this is a call to all young people. Mm. I'm not sure if probably even our church could help, or right. somebody else could help our young people.
Right.
Let them know what is expected. I mean, what are the expectations
right.
from them, and what should they look for in workplaces?
Right.
Because if you are just an intern, then you're not getting a salary.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not getting a salary. You are just an intern,
right.
and therefore. We are going to get a stipend.
Yeah.
You know, right. it even has a name.
Absolutely.
It's a stipend.
Absolutely.
It's a stipend. It's not a salary.
Right.
And you can't even complain. You can't even say, I'm less paid. Well,
right.
what do you mean by that?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Because you're not being paid.
What are you comparing what with what?
Yes.
You're not employed yet. You're still an intern.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, and this is exactly what I mean, operating from fear, and you can't even think straight.
Right, right.
You see, you can't even think straight because you're operating from fear, and fear for what?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, even if you lose, it's not a job, but get in there, do what you can, if the boss employs you, that's well and good.
Yeah.
Then you continue. You are now an employee,
right?
And you can make some demands,
Absolutely.
And of course, based on whatever policies they will have, not
right.
just empty demands.
Indeed,
you know,
indeed.
But for now, you cannot make any demands, and you can't make any comparison.
Right.
You're just an intern. This is an internship program.
Yes, absolutely. And then they continue to say, I do know. This is what shocked me. This person says, I do know that my boss wants to hire me since the...
How do you know?
Since the other people who work with me told me so. So this person says they know that they are going to be employed, or the boss wants to employ them, but the boss never said that. I'm not quite sure whether this person
is hearing this from you. Are hearing this from other employees?
Indeed, indeed.
I think she's being sold a lemon here.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I do know from other employees, my dear. Just wait for the boss to tell you.
Yes. So
if the boss has not said it, don't cling to anything.
Exactly.
Don't.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you will be disappointed.
Yes.
You
indeed,
will be disappointed. Don't cling to anything. Wait for the boss to say it.
Yeah.
When the boss has said it, then you can write to us. You can shout to the whole world that you know that the boss wants you because. He has told you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And gone are
those... If not...
Yeah. Go ahead and finish.
If not, No. Just go in there and do whatever. Don't listen to other employees.
Indeed.
I mean, come on.
Indeed.
Why would another employee be so interested in your employment?
Yes. And gone are those days, Mfundisi, where we would say she must have something in writing. Now we do have things that do win in court, like verbal contracts. But there's not even that. There is not even a verbal contract that would be said by the boss. If the boss didn't say anything, I think you're absolutely right, Mfundisi. She has no right to even be believing.
She has no right. It's just a word from the corridors.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
You can't cling to that.
Yes.
You can't.
And then there's a part that bothers me a little where she says, but the treatment from the boss or boss from both bosses is terrible. I'm not quite sure what that means.
What a contradiction. What a contradiction.
Yeah.
You know, the word from the corridors. The boss wants me to work. And on the other side, the treatment.
Yes.
It's so confusing. I don't want to know.
I'm curious to understand, Mfundisi, what would this person be regarding as terrible treatment? And I say this because there are some working environments that require certain things to be like that. I'll give you an example. I work at a radio station, Mfundisi. When you have been slotted to work 12 midnight, that's not terrible treatment. That's your slot.
It's not terrible.
That's your slot. You must deal with how you're going to get to work and how you're going to come back.
Course.
You have been slotted to work 12 midnight. That's not terrible treatment.
Seriously, I fully agree with you. What do you want to? What were you expecting? Maybe we should ask.
Yes. So I'm not. What
are your expectations?
Yes. Huh? So I don't know what constitutes terrible treatment. If you were slotted to work 12 midday, like I'm slotted to work 12 midday, and then you have been removed there arbitrarily against your contract, then you're taken to midnight. That's a different story. It's a different story.
Then I can stand with her.
Indeed.
But for now. I don't want to be joining. I don't want to be standing with her,
right.
Only to discover that she's actually misled by whatever.
Yes.
And unless she can tell me straight to say, hey, this is what the boss is doing.
So there are some examples here that she puts that I don't know, Mfundisi, how you're going to read them. My reading of them, it's like she's saying, sometimes I have to be all alone in the whole shop. That's one thing she says. And then she goes on to say...
What if others take leaves?
Indeed, Mfundisi. Indeed.
Of course, you will be alone if you have not taken a leave and you are available to work for those hours.
Again,
and others have taken their leaves. Yeah, you see?
Again, another example is for me right now in the studio. I am all alone. I am supposed to be all alone. I am supposed
imagine,
to be. That's the kind of work
Naya
that I'm doing.
Complaining and say, guys, this is not fair. I'm sitting here alone. Even a wall down the street can hear me talking. What are you expecting? Who do you want to be with? Then?
Exactly.
No.
So there are some jobs that require you to be all alone. So I don't know. We don't have much meat to chew on so that we can be able to give you something to give advice on, Mfundisi.
And then
she goes on to say, the bosses don't care about the conditions or the stuff we use. I'm assuming the stuff is referring to equipment. It's aged and, well, just broken.
Is that not too quick to judge, though? You just came in there. You are an intern.
9 months ago.
Look, is that not quick to judge?
So how long?
Maybe exposing quite a lot of. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You see, the issue is I don't know the expectation of this lady. I don't know what is she expecting.
Right.
And she has not even told us where she works.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it suffices to say, hey, just come out of this whole thing,
right?
And maybe start being positive about everything you see. For instance, embrace the fact that you're working alone, and maybe you probably need that time to be alone.
Yes,
you know. Embrace it. If you, I know, Naye, I'm sure you are there alone there, yes. And you have all the time to think about
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed.
You have all the time to do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
If there's a song, a nice song playing, there's no one watching you,
yes.
You can stand
and express
yourself
indeed.
In whatever way you want to express it. I mean, there's no one watching. Embrace
right.
it.
Right, right, right. So, you know, Mfundisi, when I started working 25 years ago, and that was at a radio station called CKIFM. Now it's called True FM. Then it was CKIFM. At that radio station, we were told, and the person who was station manager at the time was a Reverend Madolo, Reverend Dibanisile Madolo. And when we would complain about the poor quality of the equipment that we're using and other radio stations have got this equipment, and he would say, a good worker does not blame his tools. And the truth of the matter is, some of the equipment was terrible. It was aged. It was from the apartheid era. They had not yet updated the equipment. But from the equipment that I was using that was aged, I learned to do things that I would be able to, well, equip me for the world of radio. By the time the new equipment came, I was well-versed with the desk, I was well-versed with the tapes and everything, to the extent that I now know things about the desk that I should not even be knowing, because I'm not a technical person, I'm a journalist.
Yes.
But because
we
had nothing else. Even there was some people who were supposed to be employed, like technicians who were supposed to be doing the work for us, mending the desk for us, but because there were no technicians employed, I had to deal with it myself. And I'm suggesting this narrative so that people can understand that there are some bad working environments, like working with poor equipment like I did 25 years ago, that would be to your own advantage. So if you really want to work and learn in the working environment, as an intern, you're supposed to be learning the ropes. I like your advice, Mfundisi. Just embrace it. Embrace it.
And this is what I was told in class, you know, a pastoral approach to work. Can you imagine?
Yes, of course.
Learn to work with what you have.
Absolutely.
Learn to work with what you have.
Yeah.
Right? And you probably would know our work environment as pastors, where you move from one district to another.
Right, right.
You don't move with the experiences of the other district to another district.
Indeed.
But you learn to work. You get to a district and you're like, okay, all right, so this is what I have for this term.
Indeed.
I will work with what I have.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude which I think should be inculcated
in
the minds of our young people.
Right.
Work with what you have.
Indeed, indeed.
Because if you spend time complaining, you're wasting time complaining.
Indeed.
I don't want to lie to you. You spend time complaining, you're wasting time complaining.
Yeah.
Work with what you have.
Yeah.
There is no way you can do two things at one time.
Yeah.
Working and complaining, no ways.
Indeed, indeed.
Right? If you are complaining, it means you are not working.
Yeah.
If you are working, it means you are not complaining.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Straight away.
So, Mfundisi, I don't want us to be one-sided. We're basing only our conversation on what is written. But what is not written is the detail that could perhaps mean she's being abused indeed. Please give advice. What if indeed, though she didn't write it here, she is being abused one way or the other? She just didn't write it, or she didn't capture it correctly. What would be your advice to somebody who is being abused, who is being underpaid, in the event that perhaps she just didn't capture it correctly here and she needs real help?
Look, I would also appreciate that question. In an event, she is telling the truth about I hope she's telling the truth in an event that is happening, I would quickly say that job does not deserve you.
Okay.
That boss does not deserve you, my dear. I would not even say just walk away from it, but you also need to report it to the authorities. Don't stay in a corner there and be whipping, but report it. And when you report it, you're not only you know, helping yourself, but you're helping others who could be on the same boat.
Right.
But you need to be sure that it is indeed abuse.
Right.
Consult go to somebody you can speak to and just ask questions. If somebody does this at work, can this constitute abuse or whatever?
Right.
If there are any policies that you know in that work environment, bring them to whoever who's going to advise you so that that person can make an informed decision.
Right.
But consultation is very, is key.
Yes.
For instance, we are talking about an intern here who probably may not know the work environment
right.
and how a work environment should be. But take what you are experiencing, bounce it through somebody who has more experience and so on, and then so that you can make it a determination.
Right. And so, and then the last part, Mfundisi, is when she says, I think I can do better. I don't know if an intern who has only 9 months' experience can put that as experience in the CV as qualifying for better. I don't know, because generally job employment opportunities usually say 1 year's experience, or you must have 2 years' experience. I'm not quite sure if she really could get something better if she doesn't even measure up to that 1 year or 2 years' experience. What do you think, Munis?
What do you mean you think you can do better? What do you mean? So that we don't shoot in the air. What do you mean? You think you can do better? What do you mean?
A better job, Fulis. I think she says she can.
Are you looking at your potential?
Yeah.
If then you are looking at your potential, if you are looking at your strength, then that's okay. I'm with you.
Okay.
I think you can do better. I think you can do better. But again, I don't want to be carried away, and I want to know, my dear lady, what do you mean? You think you can do better?
She says, it's my first job, and I feel like I could do better if I had a chance, but disappointing my mother feels so painful. So I think she's referring to a job opportunity. She thinks she can get a better opportunity elsewhere.
Well, opportunities are opportunities. If they come, they will come.
Yeah.
And then you can make a determination once you are there. I think I can do better.
Right.
Well, look, that's why I'm saying if she's talking about her potential, you know, I'm okay. I think she can do better. And that better does not start anywhere else. It starts where she is now.
Okay.
I want to see her doing better where she is. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it starts.
Yes.
You think you can do better? Yes. Start where you are.
Indeed.
Let me see it.
Okay.
Do better. Then I know if I move you to wherever,
you
will do even more.
Absolutely. I hear you. That's fair.
Learn to work with what you have.
Absolutely.
Do better where you are.
Indeed. Okay. All right. Mfundisi, thank you very much. Please pray for this person before we close, Mfundisi, with the help that this person will take your advice with the positive spirit in which you're offering it, and hopefully it will help. Go ahead, Mfundisi Ngatandaza.
Thank you so much, man. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I don't know the situation of this lady. I don't know. But you alone know everything. And because you know everything, even the hidden stuff, you know, the hidden information, and therefore I place her into your hands. Please lead her, walk with her, Lord. And I pray for the parents, Lord. I pray for everyone who's close to her.
Yeah.
That, Lord, you may bless them, Lord, with wisdom to say things, advice.
Yeah.
And I pray that, Lord, she may start operating from faith and not from fear.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for opportunities. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That was very helpful. Really appreciate your time and your advice.
Thank you, sir.
Looking forward to the next time, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day further,
Mfundisi. Of course. Thank you.
Ngosi Mfu. All right. That was Mfundisi Bomela. No. That's Dr. Bomela. Pastor Dr. Bomela giving us some perspective, some insights, giving us advice in that advice corner. If you too have a situation that you'd like some advice from an expert from, send your situation with as much detail as you can, so that when our experts come to talk, they have much meat to chew on.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.